Stranger danger. Stranger danger. This is a test. If you hear this recording, run.
Hi, guys.
Gross.
Hi, guys. I'm Brittany.
I'm Justine.
And you're listening to Stranger Danger episode 22. Which is our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, wait. I got to get my horn out. Where's my horn? Here's my horn. Wait.
Very good.
Yeah. Dude.
Wow. 1 year.
A whole year we've been doing this.
Wait, let us clarify. This is, we dropped our very first episode on February 12th of 2017. So this is not a full year of Stranger Danger. It's just like our full year of recording today.
Yeah. It's our 1 year anniversary that we've been recording.
Yeah.
Of when we dropped our first record, our first episode, episode one, The Grim Sleeper.
Yeah. And the next, this week coming up, this Wednesday, is going to be episode 52, which will be a full 52 weeks worth of episodes.
I know.
That's a year too.
Which we skipped a week, so 51 is our, right?
Well, no, because it would still be 52. It's just a little later. 52 weeks is a year. So if we missed a week,
we have 51 to would be our year then.
No, it wouldn't, because we missed a week.
But it would still be our year.
Listen, right? Guys, this is why me and Brittany fight so much, because our minds work so differently. So whatever, whether our year was 51 or our year is 52.
Our year is now.
Our year is right now. Actually. Let's just agree to agree that our year is now.
All
right,
I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
Hey, so all of you guys that are on this week's episode get to have like a special celebration with us.
Yeah.
We are drinking beer.
Dude. I might be kind of buzzed.
Yeah.
So don't judge.
Judge.
Moi. Okay? And because it is our 1 year, we will be, we're going to be skipping this week's normal episode. And we'll return next week to our normal schedule. So, yeah.
All right. Real quick, if we have any new listeners.
Tell them what a stranger danger is, Steenie.
I'm going to tell you what a stranger danger is.
Ooh, tell them.
Okay. It's generally a time that you were on a public transportation somewhere, and then a man was touching his pee-pee.
Yeah, and you see it.
Yeah. Or, you know, you were minding your business at work, and some creepy dude started following you home.
Yeah. Or some creepy guy is calling you Princessa.
Yep, Princessa. At work. Or, you know, you're running home from work, taking your nightly jog home, and then some lady starts tailing your ass. Okay? This could also be a situation. Where are the men?
Dude, where are the men's stranger dangers?
We don't hardly get any.
No.
What the F? I mean, I get it. You're a little more vulnerable when you're a woman.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're more prone to getting having a stranger danger than a man. I understand that.
It's still, sorry guys, I'm not yawning, it's rude. You know, I would like you all to know that although it has been a year, I'm still exactly the same person. I am always tired. Aww. And I always have a yawn.
A yawn is always promising from you.
Yeah.
Plus, we're recording. It's like 8 o'clock at night right now. It's way past Justine's bedtime, fine.
I was up at 6:30 today. I'm a functioning adult or some show. I don't fucking know what happened. Anyways, our men. Where are our men? Come through, men.
Yeah. So so if you want to send your stranger danger, where can you do that, Steen?
Oh, so what you can do is you can visit the website. It's aboutdamncrime.com. Click on that stranger danger tab. Fill out the form. It will shoot us an email. If you would like to remain anonymous, you can absolutely do that. There is a name field on that form. You are not required to fill it out.
Yeah.
Or you can always just shoot us an email to itsaboutdamncrime@gmail.com. If you want to record an audio version of your... We have an audio version of a Stranger Danger story.
If you guys want to send an audio of your story, it's okay. You know, life is hard for Justine. Jeez. She's really struggling right now. But if you guys want to record your story, you can send it to us. Send us that audio version, and we'll play it.
Yeah, we want to hear you tell your stories in your own words.
Yeah. We actually like that when you guys send us your stories in that audio version. It's
fun for us.
We get to sit back and relax and just listen to a story.
Yeah.
Instead of telling each other the stories and telling you guys. So
exactly.
It's a nice change every once in a while, you know? So are we ready to get started into our Stranger Dangers?
It's me first, right?
Yeah, you first. Besh.
Used to be Besh. Okay, so ready?
Yes.
This story is from a little lady by the name of Rachel.
Rachel!
Rachel used my Squarespace form.
That's what I'm talking about.
She also filled out the subject line, keep your hands to yourself.
Always.
And the message starts with, tame that boner, Justine.
Tame that boner.
Because you guys know I get a raging boner when you use my form.
There you go. There you go.
So there's some incentive. Use my form.
Yeah, so she can get a boner. And then it rips a hole in her leggings and then she's got to buy new ones.
Man. Job is so expensive. Okay. Here we go.
Good.
A few years ago, I was taking the Bolt bus from Philadelphia to New York City to visit some friends. Is there people talking outside? That was weird.
That was really weird, huh?
We might be experiencing a stranger danger right now. Stranger things.
All I heard was, fool, where my money at?
Did we lock the front door when we came home today?
I don't know.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
That's kind of scary. It's a nervous
tick to lock the door.
See?
I have to lock my car 7 times.
Oh my gosh, they're barking now because I hear them.
Oh, okay. Don't cut this out. This is real life. Recording in action. Okay, but shut up.
Shh. Go lay down in your bed.
You're interrupting Rachel's story, Hunter.
Oh no, he's looking at the door now. It's creeping me out.
Maybe let him out.
Okay. Pause. All right.
You ready?
We're safe.
Doors are locked. We're good to go.
Okay, start.
I'm going to start over. Over. That was very confusing for everyone involved. Okay, ready?
Go.
Okay. A few years ago, I was taking the Bolt bus from Philadelphia to New York City to visit some friends. I had to get there by 9 a.m., so I had to get up pretty early. As a result, I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'd be too.
The bus was crowded, but I managed to get a window seat. A guy in his 20s was sitting next to me. As I was trying to make a little Z against the window, I should have a little take a little nappy.
Uh-huh.
Unbeknownst to me, my seat partner was inching closer to me. At some point, I felt something weird on my leg and saw that the guy's heavy canvas jacket was covering my knee. I pushed it off and tried to go back to sleep. But soon after, something else touched my knee, the guy's hand. I brushed it off and squished closer to the window, but he wasn't done. A few minutes after that, his hand was back on my thigh and sneaking up my skirt. And this happened 3 more times.
I would have broke that motherfucker's fingers.
Oh, damn. If I were the person I am now, then I probably would have made a scene. But at the tender age of 22, I just pushed his hand away each time and tried to go back to sleep. Finally, we reached New York and I got off the bus as fast as I could. But after I got my suitcase from under the bus, I turned around and there was the guy.
Oh my gosh.
I shouldered my suitcase and pushed past him toward the subway. He followed me. Hey, he said, do you want to get a cup of coffee?
What the fuck?
Oh, man. I told him I couldn't, that I was late meeting my friends. I headed for the elevator to go down to the platform, and he trailed after me. I said, you know what? Exercise is good. I'm going to take the stairs. I don't know what was going to happen if I was left alone in a tiny rectangle with him. And then he said, you really don't have time for just one cup of coffee?
Not with you.
I was trying to figure out what the hell I was going to do if he got on the train with me and followed me to my friend's apartment. As my train arrived, I was ready to dash in and put a dozen people in between us, but thank God he didn't get on with me and I escaped. And there's yet another hashtag MeToo story of how a man decided my body, forced to be near him for 2 hours, was his for the taking and didn't know how to take a no.
Yeah. Dude.
Hashtag fuck off, train guy.
Bruh.
Bus guy, I mean.
Dude, to this, like, we've done a lot of Stranger Danger stories, right? Mm-hmm. And it just always boggles my mind where, like, I just don't understand why men think it's okay to put their hands all over women? Like, are you kidding me?
Without permission.
Without permission. And it's totally unwarranted. And it's like, you're all you're trying to do is take a nappy poo.
Yeah.
And like it rhymed. I should be a rapper. Lord. Anyways, so all you're trying to do is take a nappy poo on the train. And
you can't.
You can't because this sick fuck next to you is trying to put his hand up your skirt. Are you kidding me? No. I don't fucking know you. I would have legit, like,
grabbed his fingers and broke them.
Or bent them back so hard. I'd be like, you ever touch me fucking again, I will break your fucking fingers and I won't hesitate.
See, the danger with that, though, is, like, she reaches up, breaks those fingers, and he's got a whole other fist to come at her and clock her in the head. You know what I mean? It's like, just, it's a cultural thing that needs to be changed with us, where it's like, you just being a man does not give you automatic permission to touch my person.
Yeah.
Like, and you should be asking permission.
Yeah.
And definitely don't ever do it on a bus with a fucking stranger that you don't know.
Yeah. And it sucks for women because, you know, men are stronger than us, you know, for the most part.
Unless they're a real tiny man.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't want to get decked in the face from breaking a guy's fingers that were touching me, but I don't know. It's hard to say what I would do in that situation because I've never been put into that situation, but... you know, I'm glad you remained calm and it's, you know,
it sucks that even has to be, it sucks that we have to do these episodes. You know, like I love doing them cause I love interacting with everybody. You know what I mean? But it sucks that there's so many of these stories where it's like,
these stories exist.
Yeah. It's like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking weirdos.
Yeah. And then he has a fucking gall to ask her if she wants to have a cup of coffee. Are you fucking coffee? What?
After you just try to touch my vagina?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, my God.
I wonder if... I am not going to sit down and have tea with you, bitch.
Yeah.
No. Stupid. Eye roll.
I think, too, like, what's hard... It's hard for me to understand because it's like... Like, I have my girlfriends, but the majority of my friends in this group are boys. You know what I mean? They have penises. And... None of them are like, you know what I mean? Like, none of those boys
are like that.
Yeah, none of the boys that we hang out with would ever be on public transportation and think that it is okay to touch a stranger. So it's like, and most of the men that I know in my life would never think it's okay. You know what I mean? So it's like, where are these fucks coming from? And who needs to talk to? Listen, maybe we need to start having a class in school.
Yeah. I think we really do.
Me and Brittany will teach.
Hell yeah, dude. I'll fucking be a bomb-ass teacher.
Don't fucking touch a stranger's personal body.
Yeah. Don't touch their private parts without asking.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, just don't do
it. Who you are, Jack. and if anyone was curious why I said Rachel like a fucking weirdo in the beginning of this recording, and that is because Rachel is from a We're All Mad Here podcast,
guys. Yeah.
Huge fan of Rachel.
Yes.
If you have not checked her out, go do that ASAP. She's got a good podcast.
Yeah, check it out.
It's a quick listen, full of information. She's got a lot of good quips.
A lot of them.
It's very serious, and then she throws in almost like a really professional, nice, like, fuck you, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But she says it, you know, like, not...
Nice, yeah.
Like an adult, not like we do.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Not like a straight on fuck you.
Yeah. She's like, fuck off you. She's like, fool, you know?
Yeah.
I'm coughing.
So
go check out Rachel. Rachel, thank you for sending your story. I know being a podcaster is busy as hell.
Hell yeah, dude.
And so thank you for taking the time to send your story.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Are we ready to move on to the next one?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Round two.
This one's from Deja.
Thank you, Deja.
Yeah. And the subject is After the Rave.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I've never heard After the Rave stories.
So she says, hello, ladies. Such a huge fan of the show. So glad I came across it. I've been binge listening, driving to work in this Bay Area traffic.
Oh, get it, girl.
So this was 2012, and it was my first time going to a rave. So I was super excited. The rave is called Spookfest, and it's in Oakland, California. It's held on the Friday before Halloween, and it's held at the Oracle Arena, which is the same place where the Golden State Warriors play.
Okay.
So it's super huge. Everyone is dressed up in Halloween costumes, and I was a fire lady that year. I went with two girlfriends, and we drove there together, but my boyfriend was picking me up after. So I was pretty drunk, and I texted my boy. so I was pretty drunk, and I texted my boyfriend to pick me up at the arena. The rave wasn't over yet. It's around 12, and the rave is over at 2 a.m. So he tells me that he is by BART, which is like our subway in the Bay Area. The BART station is connected to the arena by an overpass. I made a huge mistake by walking to the BART by myself. My boyfriend said he would see me walking across and will meet me. Walking across the overpass, I walked down the spiral stairs to meet him, but I was walking on the opposite direction of where he was. I took a wrong turn. If I was sober, I would have caught it, but I was too drunk to function. Walking down, I ended up by the BART, looking under the overpass, and I don't see my boyfriend's car. Walking some more, somehow I ended up by the BART's parking lot. Across the way from the parking lot is an area in Oakland called the Village, which was a bad area. This was before gentrification, so it was bad around this time. In 2012, Oakland had over 120 homicides that year.
Oh, geez.
Walking in the Village area, I see a van. We call them murder vans here.
Oh, shit. That's serious.
Because they are known for drive-bys. The van passes by me, so I felt relieved. This whole time, my boyfriend is on the phone on the speaker inside my bra. But then the van does a U-turn and comes back. So I'm freaking out now, and I'm walking super fast to my boyfriend. So it was a lot of traffic from the rave, so it's taking him a while. The van pulls up on the side of me, and someone opens a sliding door. I see other girls inside and a couple of guys inside as well. One of the guys asks me how I was and complimented my outfit. He then asks me if I have a boyfriend, and I tell him yes. He's on the phone with me. He's on the phone with me now, actually. You can hear my boyfriend screaming through the speaker, "Hey, brah, she good, she's taken, she's with me," over and over. As I'm walking, the van is on the side of me driving along. He's still trying to talk to me, telling me to fuck my boyfriend, come fuck with the real one.
I mean, how old are you?
I'm getting super scared because he's hella close to me now, driving on the sidewalk.
What?
Making me walk in dirt. So I'm basically fast-paced walking now, trying to meet up with my boyfriend. Then he finally gives up and yells to me, "It looked like it stank anyway."
Oh my God.
So then at this point, I'm running as fast as I could to my boyfriend. I see him now in traffic. He stops his car in traffic and runs to me. This was so scary for me. Around this time in Oakland, so much was going on. Many girls got snatched up on the streets, and they get what we called guerrilla pimping.
Oh.
Where a pimp kidnaps you and pimps you, and majority of the time get you hooked on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard stories of these vans snatching up girls. Actually, one of my friends from high school got snatched and was missing for over a year. The area I was walking at was super dark. There was no lights and nobody was also around. Or nobody else was around. I'm so glad my boyfriend was close enough for us to run to each other. I hope the story isn't too long. Thank you, ladies, so much for what you do. Keep up the good work. With love, Deja.
I'm mad.
Bruh. I was so angry when I read this.
Let a girl walk down the street. Why can't she walk down the fucking street?
But
goddamn problem is we should be able to walk down the fucking street without being fucking harassed. And their vaginas look like they fucking smell, and they don't fucking smell. Okay, they smell great. Your dick probably smells. And now I'm dead.
Dude, I was so fucking pissed off. I'm like, okay, this guy is fucking trying to get at you. And because you're not reciprocating, he's like, "Oh, it stank anyway." Bitch, shut the fuck up, because you wanted it anyway. Like, if I was telling you,
it should have been like, "Yeah, it smells like fucking salmon."
It smells like flowers, bitch.
And I should have made, like, motions to blow it in his face. Get the fuck out of here. I'm like, again, we need to have a class. I feel like our boys need to be taught some things, you know?
I just don't.
Like, how to be respectable. respectful. Just kidding.
I can talk. Same shit. But who the fuck are you?
Nobody.
I could understand. Like, I would be scared, too, walking into that
hell yeah
area, and then, like, a murder, like, a kidnapping van comes by you and making you walk in the dirt. They're on the sidewalk. And
definitely don't drive on the sidewalk.
It's creepy. Yeah, it's very scary. So, I'm just, thank God you got to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
He sounds like a good guy, too.
Oh, yeah. So.
Is he Hawaiian? Is that why he said bruh?
No, I think, I don't think he was
Hawaiian. Or did Brittany give him a Hawaiian accent?
Hey, bruh. No, I said, oh, that does sound Hawaiian.
It's fine.
Oh, man. Hey, bruh. Oh, maybe he said like that. Hey, bruh. Like that.
My stomach is growling. Hey, bruh.
No, not a bra.
But that's what you said.
Oh, I meant a bra.
A bra.
Maybe it was a bra.
If you would have just said a bra, it would have been even better.
She sent me pictures of her.
Her costume.
Oh, see. Oh, my gosh. Her outfit was so cute.
She's so cute.
Yeah, to her, she was the firefighter and her friend was the bee. She also sent me a picture that her friend took of her sleeping. She was passed out. And I was like, that's a girl. That's a good friend right there, Wynn.
Hey, no, but you're my soul sister girl because I fall asleep everywhere.
Dude, I have so many pictures of Justine asleep at the bar passed and out stuff. Of the bar. Yeah, passed out on the bar's floor. It's no big deal.
Yeah, this is what happens when you're an early riser and everybody else wants to party all night long and you're real tired, so you gotta take a little cat nap at the bar. It happens.
Cat nap? Bitch, you fell asleep.
You gotta go into deep slumber. Gonna have a slumber party at the bar. It's fine.
Yeah. So thank you, Deja, for your story. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
I'm sorry that stupid man harassed you. Boy, that stupid moron harassed you.
Oh my God. Yeah. So stupid. I hate that guy.
The worst.
Yeah.
So your balls smell, sir.
His balls probably did smell really bad.
Like fucking cheese.
Cheese whiz.
Okay, hold on. I lost my Stranger Dangers. I lost my Filofax. Do you know what a Filofax is?
I don't know what a Filofax is.
Oh my God, you've just never lived life.
Bitch, I'm not 30. Is that in the 80s movies? Because I don't know what that is. What's a Filofax?
Yeah, it is from the 80s movies. Is that like accordion thing that you follow your shit in?
Oh my God, is that on Mom, the Babysitter's Dead?
Probably, I don't remember that movie. I'm so old.
I love that movie. That's in the 80s, too.
Whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So this next story is from Brandy.
Brandy!
Brandy. All right. So the subject of Brandy's message, also on my Squarespace form.
Yay!
It's called Creepy Trip to L.A. She messaged and said, I have a story about my recent trip to LA, and I'm currently too lazy to type it on my phone, but I'm hoping this generates an email so I remember to type it to you. Brandy, we do not have automatic generated messages here, okay? We answer all of our own emails.
Manually.
Okay, because we cannot afford a generated response. Only on Twitter. And FYI, guys, if you get that generated message on Twitter,
it's
literally Brittany.
It's me. I'm sending them to you manually. Like, I have...
She's got the template in her phone.
There you go. I have the template on my phone, and I send it to you. So it comes a little late, but it gets there.
And it is a personalized message. Yeah. And then you guys respond to it, and then I go, oh, okay. Oh, you're welcome. This thing that Brittany does.
So what's her story?
Okay. So wait, first I emailed Brandy back. And I was like, Brandy... I got all excited to read your Stranger Danger, and then...
Your Stranger Danger?
Your Stranger Danger. And then, it wasn't there.
Oh, that's sad.
And now I'm sad.
Oh,
that's sad. And then, so I think you should send your creepy trip to LA story, but maybe an audio. She didn't do it in audio. Brandy. But I said, P.S., thank you for using my form, even though you're a tease. So then Brandy responded with, I'm a terrible tease. Here's the story.
Oh, yes. Now we get to the juicy part.
Here we go.
Give it to me.
Okay. So I was in LA on a photo trip for my travel blog at Brandy Goes. Check her out on IG.
Get it.
I was staying in a guest house at an Airbnb up near the mountains in a kind of rich part of town.
Okay.
I stepped outside to smoke a cigarette and walked a few houses down to sit on a wall they had outside. It was really dark, but in the corner of my eye, I saw some slight movement under a street lamp at the end of the block. I couldn't see who it was and got a little nervous, so I hurried back to my Airbnb, locking the gate behind me. A little while later, I heard tons of clomping and loud male voices outside my window. My host messaged me and asked if I was home. I told her yes, and she said that the voices I heard were the police. Apparently, what? Someone tried to get into the front of the house, trying the doorknob, and couldn't get in, so they called the police.
What?
I believe that the guy I saw under the streetlight tried to follow me into the house. And then she said, "Eep!" Which I like that. That's cute.
What happened?
And then she said, "Hopefully that was enough danger for you. Best, Brandy." Again, guys, that's Brandy Goes. G-O... Okay, I'm sorry. Let me spell it out for you. B-R-A-N-D-I-E Goes. G-O-E-S. Okay? Check her out on IG.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my god, that scares me. It reminds me of the movie The Strangers. No.
Hey, whatever happened to Liv Taylor? Tyler.
Liv Tyler. She's fucking rich.
She ain't gotta work no more?
Hell no. She's so pretty. Mm-hmm. No, she was on she did a little cameo in The Hobbit, I think.
Oh. Side note.
Or not The Hobbit.
Steven Tyler could get it.
You're fucking disgusting.
Yep.
You're fracking nasty.
I am fracking nasty. That's what it is. Anyways, back to Brandy. Back to Brandy Goes.
Ah, dude. That's so scary.
Yeah. That would scare the shit out of me.
Oh my god. Oh, that gives me a goosebump.
You know what it's like? That movie, The Call. The Caller? Didn't we just talk about this the other day? With Camille.
The Stranger Calls. When a Stranger Calls.
Yeah. Camilla Bell.
Bell.
Something. And it's like, oh, you get like a message. Or you're talking to the police officer. I forgot who the fuck she was talking to. Mm-hmm. Like, the call's coming from inside the house. Like, inside the house, already creeped out. And you get someone's trying to get into the house.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck that. We're staying at an Airbnb in Nashville.
Nobody, bitch.
No, I'm afraid.
Nobody, but there's four of us.
No, we got boys.
Yeah, we got two boys and there's two of us.
We're going on a couple's trip. But I'm not a couple.
No, you're not a couple.
Thank God.
You're a couple of hoes.
We have to take turns on the bed. No, tonight is my night. You
sleep on the couch.
And then he'll be like, tonight's my night. Just him. No, you still sleep on the couch. Don't be disrespectful. I get to sleep in the bed.
Thanks, Brandy, for your story. That's really creepy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jeez.
That hella reminds me of The Stranger. Like, I can't imagine getting a call from the host and is like, yeah. Well, the police are there. Some guy tried to get into that. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oof. Creepy. Give me the heebie-jeebies. All right, so next story we have is from Lindell.
What up, Lindell?
And Lindell says, so when I was 12, I went to Virginia Beach with a friend for holiday.
Where's Lindell from that she's taking holidays?
I will tell you at the end.
Okay.
Whilst I was swimming in the ocean.
I'm using words like whilst.
Whilst. I found really proper saying that. Whilst.
Okay, continue.
Whilst I was swimming in the ocean, minding my business, a very old Italian man in a blue Speedo with a black and white stripe down the crotch L area.
That's not a good look.
Which is the danger zone.
Uh-huh.
The goodies. His downtown bonanza.
Damn, she's got a lot of them. What else she got? Was
that? That's it.
Oh, okay. I'm still impressed.
So this very old Italian man swims up to me.
Ugh. Bye.
He had silver hair and a big toothy smile with a gap in his central incisors. Is it incisors or incisors? Incisors. Sorry, guys. I'm 3-4 beers deep, so, you know, words are hard for me right now. She continues. She says, he said he wanted to teach me how to float. I told him I was fine and no bueno. He grabbed my 12-year-old hand and said, watch, it's easy. He started to float and said, watch my body. When I scanned his weirdly toned and very elderly body, I noticed his tiny, uncircumcised penis was waving freely at me.
Oh my God, should have put a rock on him and drowned him.
I was frozen and sick, but couldn't move. He smiled and gripped my hand tighter as his penis grew larger in front of my eyes.
Bro.
After I stopped being frozen, my fight or flight kicked in and I swam like a beast to the sand. I've never spoken about it since, except to y'all. I just found your pod through Affirmative Murder.
Hey, what up, boys?
We love those guys. And I'm bidging. I'm bidging.
We're good.
And I'm bidging. I did it again.
What's happening?
And I'm binging because the kiddos are home for 16 days and I caught my 17-year-old son smoking the stickiest of the icky.
Oh, no. I mean, we all did it. Sorry.
In my damn backyard.
Oh, don't do it there.
We just moved here, so if the neighbors snitch, the HOA ain't gonna have it.
Oh, no.
And we'll be homeless. The worst part being that I won't be able to listen to the podcast if we're homeless. So there's that. Oh, lost no. And bewildered, Lindell. And I was like, bruh.
Listen, son. Stop smoking.
Don't do it.
Stop smoking in the backyard, okay? You do it in your friend's backyard.
Yeah, do it in your friend's backyard. Hello?
Don't do it at all. That's cool, too.
Yeah, just don't do it at all.
Wow. Sometimes these stories just make me have to say wow.
Good. I was like, are you kidding me?
Like, you can't even swim in the goddamn ocean.
No! I just can't imagine. Like, all you're trying to do is swim in the ocean, and then some
trying to live your best 12-year-old life.
Yeah, and then I feel like this, you know, this Italian man, I feel like he had leather skin. Like, he was really like dark, leathery skin, you know, uh-huh. And this silver hair. It's just so gross. Like, you're an innocent 12-year-old, mm-hmm. and you're in the ocean, and as he's gripping your hand tighter, his dick is just growing. Are you kidding me? How gross is that?
Put your penis away.
Ay, ay, ay.
Put your penis away. Nobody wants to see your fucking penis.
Okay? Nobody.
Nobody. I barely want to see your penis when I am romantically interested in you.
This is true. This is very true. It's just disgusting. Like, I just don't understand what men...
Like, to a child.
Yeah. To an innocent...
Guys, I think we gotta start pushing these classes. We need to go back in time. We just start them then.
To an innocent 12-year-old, I just don't understand, like, why...
Let her swim in the ocean. Let her live her life.
Yeah.
Without being... And fear. I was like, oh, no. When you first started telling the story, I've had a couple beers, so I was like, oh, my God, this could be a shark story. And it was a shark story of a different kind.
Yeah, it really was.
Exactly. Get the fuck out of here. I wish a shark would have came and bit his little wiener off.
Bit his dick off.
A little baby wiener.
Dude, he's...
That little uncircumcised wiener.
Yeah.
Maybe he could have circumcised him.
Oh, maybe. A free circumcision.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would have been nice.
No cost. Or just bit the whole thing off. That's fine, too.
That's like, you know, castration. Castration?
Castration. Catastrophic. For him.
All right.
But not for us.
Well, thank you for sending your story. I'm very sorry that gross man did that to you.
All right, guys. So we're going to finish this episode off with...
We're going to wrap up our year anniversary. 1 year. Jeez.
One year, dude. With a fucking Stranger Danger audio.
All right. I'm ready.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Lay it on me, baby.
So this audio is from one of our favorite people.
Yeah. Ever.
Fucking Bianca. Are we ready for this?
Fucking Bianca.
Fucking Bianca.
So aggressive. Yeah, I gotta pull up Bianca. Did you see Bianca's she sent it to us. She was like, this coincides with my Stranger Danger. Let me find it.
Let me pause it.
No, it's this very cute dance picture of Bianca with a white boy.
Let me see.
Ain't she so cute? Sorry, I got really close to my mic. Reach.
Oh my God, Bianca, you are so cute.
She is so adorable.
Oh, you're so cute.
Okay, reach. I can't wait to hear. Sorry, guys, our audio is all fucked up right there.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying.
We were reaching across the table.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what this picture has to do
with her story?
Yeah. Okay, before we get started, so we can tell, because they can't see, kids listen to us, you don't see us. It is our favorite Bianca standing next to you. a white boy. They're clearly at a dance.
Yeah. It looks like prom or something like that.
One of those formal pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
At school. Okay. Are we ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Y'all. This is seriously the 11th time I've recorded this. I get to the end and I say something fucking stupid and I delete it. So let's try this one more time. I'm Bianca, obviously. You know me. You love me. And I love you.
It's very cocky, Bianca.
You are amazing, beautiful, and so hilarious. Justine and Brittany. And I love you guys so much. I even love Scott with his new role as producer. But obviously, I love you two more. So, here's my audio stranger danger for you. Let me put some backstory to this. I live in a military town. My dad was in the Army. That's how he ended up here. My grandfather was in the Air Force. I'm pretty used to soldiers. We are surrounded by them. So I'm pretty confident when I say that young soldiers who are 18, maybe just got out of high school, didn't know what to do with their lives, maybe they were ordered by a court of law to enter the military. I don't know their situation. I don't know their lives. All I know is they're dicks. They think they're hot shit because they're kind of in shape from having barfed at basic, and they're young and they're in the Army, so they think they're super cool. I, on the other hand, having been around it all my life, know that they're not super cool. So they never really fazed me. I was like, no, no thanks. So that's the backstory, backdrop. Okay, let's go back to the year 2001. I was a senior in high school. It was the fall. It was cold for Tennessee, and it was homecoming. I was the sweetheart for one of the clubs and walked down the football field during halftime. And I'm going to send you guys a picture of my dress with my email because it was amazing. So I'm walking. Me and my friends get done being sweethearts and decide we're hungry. The dance doesn't start until after the football game. So what are we going to do? We're obviously going to go to McDonald's. So we go to McDonald's. We get our food. We sit down to eat. We're three young hot girls in homecoming dresses eating at McDonald's in full makeup and hair. There are three young soldiers sitting nearby. It's oddly quiet for a Friday night. And one of said soldiers is staring me down, like not blinking, staring me down, like I might end up in his basement staring me down. Luckily, I was not alone. And my friends, we don't leave each other. We stick by each other. And so we were like, oh my God, that guy's staring at you. So they knew, don't leave. Said guy slips me his phone number before he leaves. Not in like a cocky way. I could tell he was one of those shy serial killers. So he gives me his phone number. And I was like, oh, thanks. They leave. I throw it in the trash. I'm not going to call him. No. So anyway, that was the end of that night. My town's not that small. Didn't think I would ever see him again. I was wrong. Fast forward a few weeks later. Who do I see while I'm working my job at Claire's in the mall? That's right. I worked at Claire's. It was amazing. But it was a Friday night. The mall was not that busy, surprisingly. And yes, you guessed it. Creepy McCreeperson the Starer walks by. Happens to glance into Claire's. Sees me, promptly turns around to come into the store and talk to me. No, thank you. So I promptly turned my happy ass around and went into the back room because I like to avoid conflict. And so I shut the door. I watched him through the security camera monitor. He waited for me to come back out because he thought, hey, maybe she had to go do something and she has to come back out, right? No, I don't have to come back out. My manager's out there. So I stayed in there until he got the hint and left. So I came out, explained to my manager that I was avoiding conflict, and she laughed at me, and we went about our night. Before closing, maybe like 30 minutes, said Creepy McCreeperson walks by again with his friends and sees me again, but this time he sees me crouched behind my cash register, hoping he didn't see me. But he for sure did. Luckily, I think this got the point across because he did not come back in. And he was not waiting to murder me at my car when I came out. So, I think he took the hint. I never saw him again, thank God. But I was thoroughly creeped out by the way his eyes did not blink when he stared at me. So that's my Stranger Danger. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope that it made you laugh and cry. I'm kidding. but I do have more Stranger Dangers, but I'm saving them for you because that's how much I love you. I'm saving them for a later date. I like to sprinkle them out and be a repeat offender. So keep doing you. Keep burping and saying crazy ass things and your crazy ass songs that I love so much that get stuck in my head for the whole day. I love it. And whoever doesn't, obviously doesn't understand what's good in life. And they can fuck off. So I love you ladies. I think this recording is going to make it. I'm not going to have to do a 12th. So I'm going to end it here and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Oh my God.
Wait, first things first. Bianca, did you get to pierce ears at Claire's? Did you have that responsibility?
Oh my gosh, let us know. I want to know.
We'd love to know.
Dude, Bianca, I love you even more because, of course, all the compliments you gave us in the beginning.
Well, duh.
But at the end, when you're like, oh, I love your burps.
Keep doing
I see you. Yeah. I see you, girl. Oh, my gosh. Dude, that... I would be creeped out, too, if a guy was staring
Hell
at me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not blinking.
Eyes try.
I would look at him and be like, staring contest.
I think we're just going to start looking back at him crazy.
Do crazy eyes?
How about eyes hurt?
Just do a staring contest. I think, Justine, before you do, like, a staring contest, you need to put some... solution in your eyes.
I'm gonna go, time out. I gotta re-wet my eyes. Okay, go. Resume. What the hell? Well, at least he got the hint finally. You know what I'm saying? He could have been like one of those weirdos that wound up calling you on your wedding day years later. Telling your parents not to let you marry your husband. We had one of those stories.
That's true. He could have been a real creep and been like, would have waited until she got off and would have waited by her car or something. But thank gosh that didn't happen.
How embarrassing for him. Denied.
Denied. Next. Remember those MTV shows?
Yeah, those were all great shows.
Next.
Was denied? No. Denied.
What was that?
I don't know. I think we just said that right now.
Oh. You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Also, I would like to say that while Scott is, yes, we did technically call him a producer, he is not. He's more of a secretary. Maybe a court reporter.
He's like an audio engineer-ish.
He's more of a note taker.
Yeah, he's a note taker. That's what he is, Justine. He's a fucking note taker.
I really think that we should put him in charge of segments.
Yeah.
Should be his claim to fame.
His thing.
Bianca. That was the perfect way to wrap up our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all those compliments.
And you look beautiful on your picture, by the way.
Oh my God, so gorgeous. That was a great dress.
You're not wrong.
I thought maybe your date did something creepy.
I mean,
I was kind of talking shit about him, but he's cute.
Yeah.
He's is that your husband?
What?
Did you marry your high school boyfriend? Wait. No.
I can't. Dude, Bianca.
Who is this? Was he even your boyfriend? Oh, is this the guy that you had the sweetheart for? Hey, listen, I'm going to need you to explain further to me who this man is in this picture.
That was her
this
date.
Man, this boy.
That was her date for homecoming.
Oh.
She just said that.
I never went to any dances.
No.
So I don't know how it works.
Justine was too busy getting drunk in her fucking...
How dare
at
you?
At her house.
How dare you?
Or her mother's house.
It was my mother's
house. Or her college friend's houses.
Or my college friend's houses. Now, all the time that we had dances and shit, my job was always looking for extra people to pick up shifts, and I was like...
Oh, yeah, you worked.
Give me more money in my fucking pocket.
Yeah.
Greedy. That's good. Always, you know? Hard worker, guess. I'm a hard fucking worker.
Dude, Bianca, no lie, if I was a guy, I'd totally hit on you.
Right? The biggest crush.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Totally.
Ew. So creepy.
Ew.
So creepy. All right, guys. Is that it?
Yeah.
Real quickly before we go, 1 year in the making.
1 year. Uh-huh.
Ooh. 1 year under our belt.
Año. Uh-uh. Un año? Is that what it is in Spanish? I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Okay.
We just want to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for all the support you guys give us. And for everybody who's stuck around since episode one.
Dude, extra kudos to you.
Hell yeah. Dude, brownie points to you. You guys are the real MVP. And thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. Yeah. You guys help us out.
To every single one of you
tremendously.
That sent a stranger danger. Remember in the beginning of this shit, we were just telling our own stranger dangers?
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought we were... How many months booked out are we? Three?
Yeah.
Pretty far booked out in advance, so that's amazing. Every time we open up our email and get a new stranger danger,
dude,
it's so exciting for us.
And yeah.
We always tell you guys thank you in our emails, but really, truly, from the bottom of our hearts, we wouldn't be here without our interaction with you guys.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what we love most.
Yeah, it's been the best part.
Yeah. We love hearing when you guys say, you know, they're like, they remind me of my friends.
Yeah.
Or it's like my best friends and blah, blah. We love hearing that.
Yeah.
That hits us in our core zones, you know? But yeah, we appreciate each and every one of you from the bottom of our hearts. And even the new listeners.
Yeah.
We thank you guys, too.
All you noobs.
Yeah, all you noobs. We love you guys.
Yeah.
And
we don't usually do this here, but you guys follow us on social media. You know, like, we have a relationship with Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
We have a relationship with Rachel. You know what I mean? It's like, we want to interact with you guys more so than we already do. So, hit us up on the social medias. I'm not going to throw them at you.
Yep.
You know where to find us.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot us a message. A message.
A message. Yeah, and if you guys have a stranger danger and you want to share it, send it to us.
Yeah. These are so much fun for us.
And, we love them.
And if you have an audio recording, even better, guys.
Dude, we love audio recordings.
They're so much fun for us.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, here's to fucking 1 year, bitch.
Ah, let's cheers. Right. Let's cheers it out.
To
1 more year.
Yeah.
Oh, bad audio. It's fine. Yeah. Another year. Quickly while we're here. This month on Patreon, guys, we are going to do a reaction video to our first ever recorded episode.
Episodes.
Yours, and then we're going to do mine year two.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes. Do you have to pee-pee?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Then you better just agree.
Okay, I will. Yes, we're doing mine first and then yours second. Okay.
Okay.
Love you guys so
Love
much.
You guys.
Bye.
Bye.